Has signing clients in your agency been feeling harder and harder lately,
and your growth has slowed down or even stopped?
I'm going to show you exactly how to turn this around by giving you the biggest client acquisition hacks I've learned after taking my agency to $7 million per year and helping over 150 other agencies inside our community crack seven figures as well. The first one is become omnipresent. Don't just rely on one marketing channel. Stack them up. Here's how to be everywhere your prospects look. One, start with cold outreach as your foundation. Join the association. Use a tool like Coldlicks to get a list of the top prospects within your industry, and then reach out and connect with them via a variety of channels. You're going to reach out, you're going to send them an email through a platform like Instantly or Clay or Apollo, and then you're going to connect with them on social media like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You're going to start to post content. You're going to start to engage. Ideally, you want at least 5,000 prospects that you can reach out to and plant some introductory seeds with, and then layer content marketing on top of that. Dual webinar every single month addressing their biggest challenges, their biggest opportunities from a marketing perspective. Do a podcast interview once a month where you're interviewing successful people within your niche. Post consistently on the platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, so that you can be pouring value into their world on a consistent basis. So they think of you not as an annoying pest, but as a welcome guest that's really adding value to their life. Put advertising and paid marketing strategy behind everything. Upload that list. Make it a custom audience on Facebook. Set up retargeting for anybody that visits your website to consume those interviews, those podcasts, register for your webinar. See how these channels will start to work together to become the known expert in your space. And then also show up in person. Show up where they're hanging out. As digital marketers, we tend to want to hide behind our computer on Zoom or on video, on social media. But the reality is your niche, your industry is gathering. There's gatherings happening within your niche in major markets across the country. And so find out where those industry conferences are happening. Find out where those mastermind meetings are happening. Figure out how you can participate. Sometimes you can just show up and hang out. More often than not, you're going to get the opportunity to pay to have a booth, right? And at least you can participate as a vendor. Let's talk about why this is such a powerful combination. They're going to see you in their inbox from cold outreach. They're going to find your content when they're searching online. They're going to see your ads. Then eventually they're going to get the opportunity to meet with you and see you face to face. This makes you impossible to ignore. All of these marketing channels compound and they really start to work together in synergy to generate better results. Real quick, if you're serious about taking your agency to seven figures and want to follow the proven roadmap that over 150 agencies are already using to hit $1 million per year, then grab a free call with us by clicking the first link in the description below. Back to the video. Strategy number two is to write a book. There's two things that really will make you look like the expert in your industry. Number one will be being the person on the stage, the person that's sharing information, the person that's sharing that content. But the second would be being the published author. Authority and authorship go hand in hand. And don't overthink this. You don't have to make a perfect book. Come up with a great topic for your niche. Put some great content into it with real case studies, real examples. Make a CTA that turns those readers into actual business opportunities. Leverage this in a lot of different ways, right? You can leverage the book as a lead magnet through Facebook ads. You can mail it out to your Dream 100. You can actually hand it out when you're sponsoring an industry events and conferences. And then you can also use it to get those speaking opportunities and say, hey, I'm the author of this book. I'd love to share some of the key insights from the book with your group. So hopefully that makes sense. It kind of compounds the strategy of having authorship to further positioning. And it also makes your advertising and marketing even more effective. Strategy number three is to build trust with social proof. Trust is at an all-time low right now. Everybody's been burned. They've tried multiple agencies that had grandiose promises and they didn't get the result. And so they've heard every promise in the book and they've been let down. The agencies winning in today's market are the ones that can prove they get results. So create case studies that show your results, show your ability to generate outcomes. I'm not talking about creating, you know, an interview with a client where they say, hey, I used XYZ company and they're really good. Or, hey, I used this company and they were great to work with. That's only going to serve you so much. I want you to create tangible case studies to be able to say, hey, here's the client in this industry, and this is the result that they're getting. And you should be able to quantify an increase in leads, an increase in revenue, an increase in the number of trucks. Use visual proof before and after screenshots, screenshots of your revenue dashboard, and then get those clients talking about you on camera. If you're actually generating amazing results, then your client should be happy to jump on Zoom or to jump on Riverside FM with you and talk about why they chose your agency, some of the challenges challenges that we're facing, what strategies you put in place, what it's been like to work with your agency, and more importantly, how their life and business is better because they chose to partner with you. I really recommend getting at least, and setting this as a minimum benchmark, at least one client case study every single quarter that goes deep into, like, here was the client, here was where they were, here's where they're at today, here's the results and how their life is different and better, and here's what we put in place to make that a reality. Strategy number three is build a referral partner network. I've seen agencies that have 5x their agencies just from this one strategy. And here's how it works. Find people that already do business with your ideal clients. Usually that's going to be the industry association. It's going to be the coaches and consultants within the industry. It's going to be the masterminds that exist. It's going to be the CRM that everybody in your industry uses. But then there's also going to be people that provide different services to the same industry. Maybe they're the suppliers of the equipment or they're the suppliers of the materials. There are people that already have great working relationships with the prospects and the industry that you want to serve. If you can align with them, if you can find a win-win, that's going to open up so many opportunities for you without having to chase down different deals and different opportunities. Here's how you approach it. I help roofing companies generate more leads and greater revenue growth by getting their digital marketing right. Is that something your clients can benefit from? Find a win-win, right? Offer to refer business to them and maybe offer a rev share, right? Don't be afraid to offer a recurring rev share to somebody that's going to refer business to you on a consistent basis. It makes it interesting and exciting enough that they want to involve themselves. They want to get engaged in that process. And what's really interesting with this whole JV strategy and finding these types of opportunities, you're not just going to reach out and cold email or cold call somebody that has hundreds of clients that they could refer you. Usually you're going to have to earn those opportunities. And if you did some of the other strategies I recommended, like you're doing content on a consistent basis, you've got a great book, you're active in the industry association, you're having speaking conversations, that's how you become relevant to those people. And then when you guys meet and when you connect and you say, hey, listen, let's talk about how we can support each other, they're very open to those types of conversations. Make it easy for them. Have a one-page overview of what you do. Have case studies with proven results. Offer some type of referral incentive for them to refer business to you. You're just one joint venture away from a seven-figure agency or from an additional seven figures in your digital marketing agency. And what's great is when a trusted provider refers you, the leads are so much warmer because they're going to transfer that trust over to you when they meet with you or somebody on your team. Apart from these strategies, there's a whole client acquisition playbook we teach our members inside of our community, as well as playbooks for every other area of building a million-dollar agency. These are the exact playbooks that have helped over 150 of our members hit seven figures, and that number is growing every month. So if you're looking to do the same, then take the first step by booking a free agency acceleration session in the description below. We'll go through where you are right now, where you're looking to go in your business, and see if we can help you bridge the gap. Again, you'll find the link to book your free call in the description, and look forward to talking with you soon.